This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue,
these are light blue,
and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
They showed Jonathan Daniels on the sidelines.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
That open gets Jeff every time over there. What is that, Saturday Night Live? Something
or Saturday Night Live.
Okay, great. Yeah. Hello, everyone. It's Christina Acra with you and the boys from the Pro Shop. Mike Perriello, Jim Scollins, Jeff Breitenbach joining me. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Just making sure we're back with Shop Talk, another episode. We already got some emails coming in. Don't forget, if you guys have questions, you can give us a call at 508-543-7482 or check us out, web radio at patriots.com. Send us an email if you have any questions. But I think pretty much it was a solid, great weekend here at Gillette Stadium. I think you guys will back me up on that. How did the store do? What was the action? What was going on?
A lot of action in the store. I guess, first of all, we had the success of the 50th anniversary AFL items was amazing. That anyone that's been in the Pro Shop, that throwback section,
yeah,
was in a world of its own. It was mobbed. It was just electric. People were grabbing the red jerseys, the white jerseys, all the apparel that Ken and Jeff have brought in with the 50th logo.
Jackpot.
was a jackpot. It was great. It was outstanding. And if anybody hasn't seen it yet, Big Jim Scollins over here has got it up online, so make sure you check it out. But those are definitely the hot items right now.
I would agree. The vintage line is pretty incredible. I liked some of the items over there because I did make my way to the Pro Shop this weekend. We'll get to that later. But, yeah, so internet-wise, any updates, anything new?
Nope.
No, okay. All right, moving right along.
Dynamite dropping, Jim.
Thanks. I was falling asleep at the wheel.
That was really interesting.
The one interesting thing that did happen, Jeff and I were in the hall where a signing was going on for the members of the 50th anniversary team. And for those who haven't been here, when you're on the first level of the hall, when you look down, you see right into the store. And a bunch of guys had come in and signed and had gone into the store. And Jeff and I were looking over the rail, and Irving Fryer and Stanley Morgan and John Morris. We're all shopping, of course, in the throwback section, mm-hmm. which was kind of
It was neat.
It's neat to see them walking around. And there was a lot of fans in the store at the time. It was a couple hours before the game. And I don't think anyone knew who they were right away and didn't recognize them. It was kind of funny to see this, you know, there's Irving Fryer and Stanley Morgan and 100 fans right near them that don't know they're standing right next to Patriot Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Legend, yeah.
It was neat. It was all the players were amazed. When they played back in the old stadium, it was a tiny room of merchandise. It was nothing.
I think Rich Camarillo, this was the first time he was.
Yeah, he was amazed.
He was there for the hall and the store and everything, and he was just blown away.
And some of those guys are still in good shape.
Yeah.
Julius Adams.
Oh,
my God. That guy is a big boy.
He could play.
He could. Fryer still had the spark in him.
Yeah.
He was convinced he could still play.
Yeah.
Maybe
he
could. But it was neat. It was a good experience in the store.
For everybody listening, if you weren't aware, the all-time team in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Patriots was presented at halftime. Everybody wearing their throwback jerseys with their names on it, a lot of alum. It was a pretty inspirational night here, I think. I was just talking about it with John Rook, you know, to celebrate the AFL and where it all started and the Patriots' 50th season. And, you know, what is really making it happen is the Pro Shop and the merchandise that is available. And it just kind of took over the stadium. I think I was on the sidelines for a little bit, and it was just a whole new night, you know, seeing the red and seeing the
helmets.
Of
red in the stadium.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool. So what else is new store-wise? I'm sure that we'll be seeing those jerseys a lot more throughout the season, so that's going to be a hot topic from here on out, I would imagine.
Yep, we still have three more games. And we also, the other thing that I don't even know if we talked about this last week, was we have the Navy jersey, their home jersey, with that 50th anniversary patch, which honestly I think is one of the better looking, you know, game jerseys we've put together since, you know, especially since the new logo. It's sharp looking. Actually, we have one here to kind of show you.
In the games, they don't wear the throwback uniforms. All their regular, normal navy and white jerseys will have the 50th anniversary patch on the shoulder.
Okay. Well, the guys came bearing gifts here in the studio. I don't think they're for me because that looks like a pretty massive jacket. But it is kind of windy outside. I was outside, had to wear a jacket today. I think winter might officially be here. Oh, okay. We got a Wes Welker. What is that? What kind? Premier? Authentic?
Oh, this is the authentic. This is the authentic.
Okay, I can't keep up.
In, I believe you can see these online.
Yes, definitely.
Yep, you'll see it. It's a Wes Welker authentic navy jersey, the home jersey, and it's got that 50th patch with the, you know, the same color pad and red, white, and blue. And these are just rocking. I mean, this is the one of the must haves if you're not going to go the red throwback. This is what people are biting on right now.
Do you guys have a stat on, like, which player has the most jersey sold or anything like that? Am I even allowed to touch that topic?
Well, looking at the sales from the game, Tom Brady and Wes Welker were 1-2.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's usually
get it,
the
Welker.
Case.
Okay.
I think people are a little not sure where to go right now. There's a lot of guys on the team. They're waiting for that.
I think Mayo's come way up,
oh,
too.
Mayo's
huge.
I know internet orders that we picked. You know, over the last few weeks, Mayo's definitely been in the top two or three.
He's the leader this year. Yeah, get that jersey. That's a good one to have. Okay, so what are we giving away here today? You guys got several things going on. Anything in particular that people can call in and win?
Yeah, we have a couple of posters that were giveaway items for people that came to the game opening night. One is a panoramic, basically, of the 50th anniversary team, where it shows the jersey and a shot of the players that were on the team, which is a nice thing to have. It's something you can't buy; you can only either get having been here Monday night or win here on the show. And the other one is this year for the throwback, they had the artist Phil Bissell, who created the Pat Patriot logo through the 60s, had developed a string of cartoons with Pat Patriot.
Great.
So this year's Game Day magazine for each home game features one of his pieces of his artwork on the cover, and then we have a poster of that as well. And then I brought a schedule magnet, too, because I know everyone loves the schedule magnets.
You can't have enough of those,
you
right?
You really can't.
They're
so
everywhere.
So there's our giveaway for the week. It's stuff you can't buy, but you can't get anywhere else.
That's great. And it's kind of a one-time deal with the season being the celebration, all the throwback stuff, all the history
being
celebrated. So, okay, I think we are going to have the question for you guys. Do we have it yet, Jason?
No, we'll give we'll let the show go for a little bit. We'll have you announce the question in the second half of the show. And we'll take the first caller to 508-543-7482, and they will win the goodie bag, we'll call it, of 50th season posters
prizes.
And magnets and
great
things of that
stuff
nature.
You can't buy. That's the key here. Stuff you can't buy, given away. Yeah, so we'll have the question coming up. The first person to call, not email, call the correct answer is who we're looking for. So we'll have that in a bit. Okay, let's keep going. What else do we have in store?
I have one cleanup item from last week. We didn't have a Boo Bear with us, and we discussed the Boo Bear, I believe, at length, so I wanted you to be able to see it, which is right here. If you search on the Pro Shop's website for Ghost Bear, or if you just type in Shop Talk, there'll be some of the products that we discuss on the air today. So if you go to the Pro Shop's website, type in Shop Talk, and you can see the Boo Bear. Yeah, we call it the Drunken Bride Bear.
The Drunken Bride, yes.
Yeah,
and this is a year-round thing. This isn't just Halloween, I'm assuming.
We sell it all year, but it was really a Halloween-inspired Flanders item.
And people buy these?
People do buy them.
We have sold a few.
Good.
Yes.
Are there any, do you guys get random requests? Do people come in and say, do you have, what's the most random thing you've been asked if you sell?
You know what happens? People call after a game. They'll see a coach or a player or someone wearing a hat or a T-shirt or a polo or something on the sideline, and they'll want it.
Okay.
And where we run into problems is sometimes the guys pull stuff out that's 3 years old that we don't carry anymore. Remember, Jeff and I were walking through the tunnel one day, and we walked past Coach Belichick, and he was wearing this headband. And I go, that's a nice headband, after we walked by him. And Jeff goes, yeah, that's 5 years old. That headband.
Oh, wow.
That was a couple of years ago.
It was a different manufacturer and everything.
Talk about vintage, yeah.
So, but the problem is
he keeps it throwback.
People see it in the games. They see people on the sideline wearing it or whatever, and they call the next day looking for that stuff. So that happens all the time, sure.
And he had the usual – the coach wasn't wearing anything special as far as anniversary-wise.
Nope.
The huge cut-off sleeves.
Yep.
Ready to go. Good luck.
They actually brought that up on the big show yesterday. And
with him there?
With him on the air. And they go, you know, Coach, I thought everybody was supposed to wear throwback. You look like you were wearing something that should have been thrown out. And he goes, well, you know, I saw it as I was walking out to the field, and that's why I wore it.
He said what? What?
He saw it as he was making his way to the field. He grabbed it out of his locker.
Oh, I need a sweatshirt real quick. Throw it on. Let's go.
Yeah, it's usually the case.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, exactly.
Yes, sure.
All right, so we actually have a couple emails. I'll check on one right now. Hey, guys and gals, Another international shipping question. This is your favorite. Another website called Football Fanatics do a delivery of NFL, I'm seeing eyebrows go, NFL, college, and NHL merchandise to overseas countries for $19.99, as in $19.99. I'm in the UK and have received delivery in 7 to 10 days for $20 without the taxes being tagged on what it is imported. Are you guys staying with me? Okay.
Yes.
I'd rather give my money to the Patriots Pro Shop, but I can't justify an extra $55 for delivery from the shop of choice, whether the email is read out or not. I'm reading it right now. Just thought you'd like to know other delivery options for NFL merchandise.
Like
He's
I said,
from
we,
London.
We definitely need to explore it further. I'd love if you could forward me that email. I'd love to contact him myself and just ask him who the carrier was that delivered it.
Great.
If it was Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, just so I can understand that a little better. And we are talking to our provider that gives us the shipping software about some options. So we're definitely looking into it, and hopefully we got something better in place in time for the game.
Okay.
Which is, when is that? October? I'm gonna check my schedule.
You got the schedule
check your magnet. That email, by
October
the way, was
25th,
from...
so hopefully by then we'll have a better option for you.
Okay. Paul from London was asking, so I'll be sure to forward this email to you. I think we have one more. Shop talk. Okay, fast question for you. This one's from Joe Steers from Toledo, Ohio.
We ship there.
Okay. Good to know. Joe, did you get that? All right. I had a fast question for you, the 2007 player travel jackets. I have one of them, but would like to buy the other style they had, but I can't seem to find it anywhere. I also wanted to buy the one I have again also. It's such a great jacket, and it's great to wear. Thanks a lot.
2007?
2007 player travel jacket. Apparently there's two kinds.
Yeah. I'm willing. 2007 was the year we went 16-0. We sold out a lot of things that year.
Okay.
So I'm willing to bet they're gone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The styles change every year, so it's not something.
Every year, the Reebok updates all the styles and everything, which is probably why he's asking. It's a collection. They like to collect from year to year.
Yeah.
But that particular year, we blew out of everything.
So if he wants it, do they have a player travel jacket this year that is similar in quality and that kind of thing?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's in or not, I don't know.
Okay.
Off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. So it could be something that eventually comes out.
Yep.
Joe,
we're starting to get
want...
the jackets now that the cooler weather's coming in.
Oh, got it. All right. So with a little bit of time, Joe, you can get the updated, the most current player travel jacket of the 09 season. All right. Question from, is this from you, Jason? Are you asking this question? Got another question. Can you buy the full line of team-issued clothing at the pro shop?
Full line meaning, well, basically the apparel. I mean, we're not selling shoulder pads and the whole thing, but all the apparel, the polos, the long-sleeve tees, the lightweight jackets, hats, that sideline apparel collection,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
So anything you see a player wearing at any point in time on the sideline?
Well, mostly. Every single piece, but pretty close.
Right, and they make some exclusive stuff just for the certain coaches.
For example, the defensive coordinator will generally wear red so the players on the field can see him
stand
and get
out.
The signals
right.
and stand
and
out.
This past week he wore silver because the
Everybody
team had
else
red.
Was in.
So
yeah.
he kind of
he
reversed.
He was the odd man out. Yeah.
He tries to be
exactly.
the odd man out.
So generally we'll stick with what everybody else is wearing. We'll order the navy polos and not the red one that the defensive coordinator would wear.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we got another one. Dan from Boston. Do you sell football cards like Topps or Don Russ? What is the most valuable Patriots card?
We do sell cards. We sell team sets. I don't think we've gotten this year's in yet. I haven't seen this year's, but... Historically, we've sold a team set of 10 or 12 cards.
We also sell that pack of a mix of current and throwback players.
Yeah, that's a neat item.
So it's a real thick pack. I'm not
50,
sure how
50 cards of players through random years.
Strictly all Patriot players.
Right. That's a neat. That's a neat item.
Yeah, people like those a lot.
So we do carry the team sets every year. It just hasn't come in yet, so I'm sure you'll see it soon.
And just this week, we received a new item. It's 10 individual team cards, so it's 10 Patriot players, mm-hmm. and then a pack of unwrapped cards that could be anybody in the NFL.
Sweet!
I don't know what the most valuable card would be. It'd have to be something old, like Gino Capoletti's rookie card or something. I don't know.
Jesus. Yeah, right.
We're out of stock on those.
Yeah, that's an oldie.
Not that we have. You just meant what card would be the most valuable.
I understand. Brady's rookie. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm assuming none of you collect the cards, actually. Or have.
No, I collect a lot of cards,
do you?
But I don't know value of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that the point of collecting?
No. A real true collector just wants to have it for their own personal collection.
Okay, that's a good answer, yes.
As an investment for the future.
Yes, that's true.
When I get fired from doing the show, I'll probably need to sell those cars. I'll find out what they're worth.
Then you'll find out the value.
And you'll have all kinds of gum, too, because it all comes with a stick of gum.
Oh, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't do the gum anymore?
No.
Oh, where have you been?
Join us in the new millennium.
I haven't collected cards since the 80s, so.
Stopped at 12.
I like the way you turned that around. It made me look stupid. Thank you.
Are you talking to me?
No, yeah.
All right. We'll wrap things up on the 50th anniversary items. Anything else that you guys can think of that fans really should get their hands on that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, we got some. Oh. We got some. This is actually quite a bit. The Jeff, what do we call this? Just the travel tumbler.
Tumbler, yes, yep. That's the word.
And,
I have a tumbler right here.
Christina's sporting just a generic. It's very nice, but, oh, Starbucks.
Yes. Oh, we probably shouldn't say that.
I apologize for that.
Slap a Patriot sticker on that.
Yeah.
It's a Patriots. It matches green the mug. Field turf. It's green, yes.
Yeah, field turf mug.
A field turf mug.
Yeah, so we got the travel mug. We have the koozie.
Colder caddy koozie. Yep. Can cooler.
You know, 50th.
Koozies are important in the winter.
And all this stuff, by the way, is you can see it online. If you search 50th or...
Shop. Yeah, there's a box on the right side for 50th stuff. You can just click the view all, and most of that stuff should be right there.
Right. And these type of things, the basic generic Navy hat with the Patriot logo on the front, but they Ken and Jeff were smart enough to, include that 50th patch on the side, which just people love that. They want something different. Excuse me, something different, and they got it, and there you go. And same thing, slouch cap, Navy, and we thought these were
new.
These are pretty hip. It's not
Is that
50th.
What Randy Moss was wearing in the press conference?
Similar.
Very
check
similar.
That, out?
That collection. If you go online, it's, is this correct? The Boone, B-O-O-N-E, Flying Elvis flat flex cap.
Those are pretty cool.
It's completely white, and it's got a very, I don't even know what font you call that. It wraps all the way around
the hat.
It's
like Old English almost.
Yeah, Old English. It's a very hip-looking hat.
That's a good point, though. We have fitted hats now, which we didn't have before. At least online, we were never selling them until this season. I think the one he was wearing was a basic logo flat brim, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a throwback Navy.
Right.
Yeah.
In fitted sizes, flat which brim. We have now, which is something new, and a lot of people over the years have asked for. So.
Yeah, fitted hats are great, and those are really stylish. Like, if you're looking to amp up your game day gear, these are pretty cool, and I know... Moss definitely, in that last press conference after the game, he was wearing the flat brim kind of style.
Right.
I guess maybe are these new lines, obviously?
Yeah, the design is almost, affliction is a term in the industry for some of the MMA fighters. Affliction has these
I've seen
warrior
affliction.
Type.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's kind of the pattern that they base these off of.
Cool. Yep.
And this Navy hat, this happens to be called the Affliction Flex Cap.
Well, there you go. You guys know your stuff. Okay, we got another... Pro Shop UK. Actually, we'll get to this question first. Have you guys actually seen the TB12 hat that Tom Brady wears?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Getting a lot of questions. I've had people ask me, what is that, and do you have any access to it? Who sells it?
Well,
nobody.
Nobody sells it. We're in talks trying to get through that.
Okay.
But a lot of people saw it on Entourage.
Right. Wahlberg was wearing it. Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of – and he's been in a lot of golf tournaments with it. Yeah, we're trying to make strides with it. It's just there's no Patriot logos on it.
Right.
It's just a TB on the front. So just kind of stay tuned for that. We're searching through it, but it's a neat hat.
Yeah, yeah. He's been wearing it a lot. I know he had it on at training camp, talking to the media, and then his press conference actually today. He was wearing it. A lot of questions. It is actually a TB.
Yeah, that's the logo he uses on his website.
That's his logo. Right. Okay, so that's Brady exclusive for now.
Yep.
Maybe we'll eventually see it. Sue and Montpelier. Montpelier? Is that
Vermont?
I'm assuming. What's the best new winter gear coming in? Is it already available?
Well, we just happen to have a piece of winter gear.
Uh-oh. They came prepared.
Women's winter gear, yeah.
Women's?
Yes.
It has fur on it.
It's a great jacket.
It is, but this is probably one of our hottest selling women's jackets right now.
Year in and year out for the past two or three years.
Really?
This is the most popular.
Yep, it's called the Ladies 4-in-1 Fan Coat, and it's, you can see it online. It's got that puffy look to it with fur around the hood. It's a 4-in-1, sleeves detached to go to the vest.
It can be
that's
vest. The hood comes on and off, yep.
In what case would you wear the vest, just out of curiosity?
for those tweener days. I'm not sure.
Kind of cold, kind of hot.
Yeah. Someone's buying it because
my body's really cold, but my arms are really
my arms are yeah. fine.
Come on, Christina. We've all seen you in a vest. Let's be honest.
I don't know about a vest with fur on the hood, but
I think it's she's still trying to figure it out. You know,
the hood
I'm trying
removed.
To get
the hood can come off.
Here's the thing: when it's cold outside, off. Those sleeves are on regardless.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I mean, the hood, everything. It looks very comfortable. It's a very classy looking jacket. I would totally wear it. I just sometimes don't get the idea of a vest. That's all.
And for you, it's really cold when the thermometer hits 60.
Hey, it's cold outside right now, right? Let's not get started on the weather.
But that's just one women's. Winter piece.
Okay.
There is some men's jackets. So we have a fair amount in the store right now. It's just like Jeff said before. It's not maybe for you, but it's not for New Englanders. It hasn't hit that like oh my god, I need a jacket stage. Most people start buying now, so I believe Ken and Jeff have those.
Yeah, they're like I said, they're starting to roll in right now.
I would imagine.
Some fleeces,
yeah, it'll be here before you know
hoods.
It. Yeah, you're gonna be grabbing for that jacket.
And we have a lot of fall jackets right now, though, more than I think we've ever had since I've been here. Anyway. You know, light zip-up jackets.
Yep, lightweights and midweights.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we have another UK question. We'll get back to that. I think we're going to take a quick break right now. More emails, send them in if you have them, and we'll be back with more in Shop Talk. Right.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush. But you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted!
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan!
Yes?
What? You're gonna reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am?
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
You got?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America N.A. member PIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football, 3 Super Bowl championships, endless memories.
It's good! It's good! That'll be
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls for plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehall@patriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
What's up, up, everybody? Christina Acra back here for more on Shop Top, joined by Mike, Jim, and Jeff. We're answering some emails. If you've got any, bring them to us. Webradio@patriots.com or give us a call, 508-543-7482. And we just had an interesting question. I know we've talked about this before. We were talking about Belichick cutting off his sleeves. You guys have never, we touched on this, but it's being asked. Never thought about selling them, maybe an autographed Belichick, personally cut sweatshirt, anything going on there?
No, we decided not to cut them ourselves because right. if we cut it to the wrong length, we don't want returns. And obviously, how do you return something that you cut for somebody else? You
right.
know? So if somebody wants to cut it, it's best that they just cut it themselves.
That's right.
All right. Okay, we got some more questions. Cindy is asking, can I buy your stuff on the Patriots mobile website? As in
we
cell
do
phones,
have, we
right?
do have a mobile web. It's Patriots, I think it's patriotsproshop.mobi. And right now you cannot purchase there. It will direct you to come to the site. We had it set up at one point where you could purchase there, but I don't think a lot of people are buying things on their phones yet, so we sort of scaled it back a little bit. But you can go look through the products there. Pretty much every new product we put up will show up on the Pro Shop's mobile site.
All right. I am assuming this is coming from Mike from Sharon. When is Reebok going to sell the cold weather jacket that has the Patriots logo on the front and New England Patriots equipment on the back? The players generally wear these in cold weather snow games. They don't look like puffballs and heavyweight jacket Reebok sells to the public. I think it's just because they're massive.
I think those are like the sideline Parkers.
Oh, okay.
And those are cut to have people with shoulder pads and all that okay. equipment on. I don't think
right.
they make them for
if you actually reason. Saw yeah. those, they're...
I don't even think they have zippers or buttons on them. They might have one or two,
uh-huh.
but they're just designed to be thrown over, you know, over the shoulder pads, over the entire uniform. And
yeah. All right. So Mike's got to stick with the puffball-looking heavyweight jacket.
Yeah, we've gotten some of that weird sideline stuff. Remember, it was sold on the auction site.
Yeah.
And you get it, and you're holding your hands, and it's not what you expected. It's not what it looked yeah. like when someone was wearing it on the sideline. It wouldn't be something you'd wear to work or wear to a game or anything like that.
Right. And it's like we talked about last week, the actual game jersey.
Mm-hmm.
If we took it off, say, Matt Light,
right.
it's so tiny and tapered, it
right.
would be ridiculous for anybody to buy it or to wear it. You'd look like a complete nut. Because it's you
that
know,
might be the look someone's going for, though.
That's true.
It's kind of funny to put the word tiny and Matt Light in the same sentence.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you
we
should,
get what you're talking about.
I remember the jersey we had when Ted Washington played here, and he holding up his jersey. And if anyone remembers, this, he was a big boy, and it was mind-boggling that thing got on him. But you know, the equipment manager told us they get on there and they pull that thing down and stretch it over the pads, and so you know, a lot of the stuff you see on the sidelines. If they're not wearing pads,
mm-hmm.
We should be carrying it or if not getting it soon.
Yeah, we place our orders and we work with the equipment manager. We know what he's buying for his people down on the sidelines
okay.
and we buy similar stuff. Exactly.
All right, good. So you got a heads up on what's coming on the sidelines. We have another email from the UK. This is Mark. He says, hi, guys. Hope everybody's having a great day. Here in the UK, there is a huge market for all things sportswear and all things merchandise, especially with the regular season games now being played over here. And with the prospect of two regular season games in the near future, is there any chance of you guys officially opening an outlet here in the UK, or is that unrealistic at this point? Cheers. I like the cheers part.
I think you should open a store there, Mike. You should front that right now.
If I can learn that language, that'd be a little bit easier.
You don't speak British?
No, you know... no, that'd be a neat thing to explore. You know, I'm not sure what the fan base is over there, but I'm sure it's pretty.
I did get word that they were going to sell things there, that there is a plan in place for the NFL to sell merchandise. I didn't get a lot of details, but I was told, yes, they're sure it is happening, yes.
Right.
Yeah, that was a topic we were talking about as the game gets closer.
And I asked around and I was told, yes, they're absolutely going to have something in place, but we weren't able to get any details yet. So
okay,
if
stay
we do,
tuned.
We'll bring them along.
Yeah, if there's a game here in Gillette Stadium, it's put on by the Patriots. If there's a game internationally, it's put on by the NFL.
Okay.
So the NFL will handle all that, the marketing, the selling, the whole nine yards.
Got it. So direct those questions to NFL websites. Okay, we got another one based on stores. This is coming from Marty. He said he was in Pittsburgh and the Steelers had a store in the mall. How come the Patriots don't have stores besides the one here at Gillette Stadium?
Well, that's, again, another thing we're exploring. We looked into it. Well, you got to remember, pre this run of Patriots Super Bowls, that what we're experiencing now wasn't quite there, not the scale it was now. So, and we did try a store. We had a store in another mall in Massachusetts. It did well. But it's definitely something we're looking into. When we moved in here, we've jumped. People don't remember, the retail department has had to deal with three new stores since we've moved in here. We had our original store that got taken down. We had to move into our temporary store while the new pro shop, which is the one we have now with the Hall of Fame, was being built. So, I mean, right there, that just gobbled up. What a good, I don't even know. That's over the 7 years we've been in this place. So, you know, it's not a lack of us not wanting to do it. It's definitely something we're looking to explore. And I think it'll happen in time.
Okay. This is an interesting one. Art in Painter, Maine wants to know, if a Jets fan came in and tried to buy something, would you guys immediately turn them away and escort them out?
Only if they asked for something with Jets on it.
Yeah, we get that all the time. You know, someone from New York, like we had a Buffalo fan coming in asking why. It just baffles me, but why don't you sell the opposing team here?
Really? People actually ask that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you get that handful of people that come to the game from, you know, out of state, or they just
they fail to see the Patriots logos everywhere, yeah, and it's connected to the stadium, and
that's not our goal, is to, you know.
And to be honest, sometimes the minimums might be high enough that, you know, we could sell two Bills items in a game, but we'd be stuck with, you know, hundreds.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't make sense for us to do that.
The question doesn't make sense. So whoever asked that.
No Jets. Especially
sounds like
Jets.
A Jets fan from Maine.
A Jets fan from Maine. Oh, boy.
There you go.
Big one coming
See,
up this
Flanders,
weekend.
If Flanders would show up for the show, he could give us some insight into the Maine mentality, since he's from Maine.
Right.
This is true.
Maybe we could call him.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
But he's not here.
He's probably he's usually easy to reach.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
See,
there you go.
So much for that one.
Oh, boy.
One day, if he doesn't show up, I just might give out his direct line.
I cornered him in the tunnel after the game, and I'm like, dude, you got to come in here. We do a show. I'm very busy.
Well, the thrill of meeting Ken.
Christina came into the store.
Are you saying it's a thrill?
Well, I was being kind. Ken feels that we beat him up on him too much.
Tell us your Ken Flanders experience.
Well, I made my way to the pro shop this weekend. I went on game day. I wanted the full experience. I shopped around. I went through I loved the vintage stuff. I thought it was great. There's some really cool looking throwback. We're holding up one right now. That's a ladies. It's kind of like something you would see in kind of like a vintage T-shirt store. It's a baby tee, kind of real thin material, scoop neck.
And that's Boston Patriots.
The cursive,
which...
it says Boston Patriots. So it kind of gives you kind of, I don't know, it's stylish, I guess, is the word you're looking for.
Right.
If you want to snazz up the game day get up when you get dressed. I know girls like to do that a lot. I do. Get something different. And that's definitely different. When you look at that, it's not like, wow, she's wearing... You know, she's going to a football game. That's more of a cool vintage throwback T-shirt. So I liked that section. I was really into it. Different color there, the off-white that even kind of throws a little, it's like an eggshell kind of color. Yes, antique-ish. That's a good word. I like that word.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I went in, shopped around, spent some time in there. 1 point for Jeff.
Go home. He's done.
And I ran into Mike, and we were looking for Ken.
Ken.
And he... wasn't anywhere to be found.
And Ken was in the building.
He was in the building.
And we tracked him down, and...
he ran from me.
He
ran from me.
Flanders has Goody.
We'll get him here one day.
I'll have to just keep on coming down there.
Exactly.
It was fun. Lots of good stuff in there. So what kind of day did you guys have? It's Wednesday, middle of the week. This is kind of a short week because Monday bombarded everybody, and now you got to turn around. It's already Wednesday. It feels like Tuesday. That's crazy. And we're looking ahead to another game, another weekend on the road. Now, can Patriots fans, what kind of stuff do they have access to on the road when they go to a Jets game? Nothing?
Probably the same experience they get here.
They get booted out of the pro shop at Jets. Okay. In the Meadowlands. Great.
I know we get a big influx of sales on, right around Thursday, Friday, those guys that rent the RVs.
Yep.
Drive to New York, Buffalo, sometimes as far as Miami. And they just stock up. They may go even a little bit overboard, but they deck everyone out on their little bus camper.
We always ship to a lot more addresses, and wherever we're playing, whether it's, even if it's a game that's here, if we're playing San Diego, we'll ship a lot more stuff to San Diego because I think people are going to work, want to wear Patriot stuff, even if they work in San Diego.
Or they're
hosting their team, definitely.
So whether we're playing on the road or home, whoever the opponent is, we always ship more stuff to that city on the weeks that we play those teams. It always happens that
way. We should set something up in, what's that famous... rest stop that everybody stops in Jersey there where it's just
Vince Lombardi rest stop.
Yeah, we could just set up a pro shop right there. And
yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
We'd be really welcome. People would love to see us.
New York State Police escorting us out.
All right, so John in South Carolina, you a fan? I can't really tell. Yes, we did hold up an item on the radio, but here's the kicker. Here's the kicker, everyone. It's an internet radio show. In the store, everything that we're holding up, you can see on the internet. Just pull up another browser, click over to Patriots Pro Shop online. You can see everything I'm describing. We'll give you names if you want. We're not that big.
Like I said, too, if you type in Shop Talk on the website, you should see some of the items that we're talking about today.
In 50th?
We didn't get a chance. And you click on 50th on the right side. You can see all those items. We'll try to prepare better next week where I have a chance to keyword all of those items that we're going to talk about.
Okay, great.
Ones
we
know for sure we are so that people can click on, do that search and see all the items right in front of them.
All right, cool. Yeah, so that's why we completely understand you guys can't see us. That's fine. We understand that.
I don't know if Jeff really understood that, so it's probably better.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Why are you wearing a tux? I don't know. I kept telling you it's not TV.
He does have full pants on this week.
I did put on jeans today.
Got a little cooler out.
Good, and that's the reason why we don't want you guys to see us, because of Jeff coming in with no pants on. But anyway, so that's the kicker. You guys can go check out these items as I describe it. Pretty much the cool ones are what they bring in. So I guess this is everybody's opinion of what everybody out there should be buying.
These are the hot items.
These are the hot items. Mm-hmm. So check them out. So speaking of hot, did you guys have a nice hot pizza lunch?
We did.
Good time, good combo. What was the heated debate?
Threw a little curveball, just a new pizza place. But that went over well.
Good pizza?
It was good pizza.
Was it?
I like it.
I guess we won't call out the name of the store now that you're questioning.
I get tired of the same pizza every week.
I think what I was disappointed was this is their second restaurant. I don't know if we can name the name.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So the two of them, it was like eating from two different places. But, it doesn't matter. We had pizza. As long as you have pizza.
It's a good day when you have pizza.
What's the favorite pizza place around here?
Again, are we good on that?
Oh yeah.
I mean, if it's your favorite,
I'm going Leo's in Walpole.
I've never had that.
Omega's the most common one we use. Omega's in Fox.
I
believe Brady has mentioned that he's a big fan of Omega as well.
Tavolino is pretty good too.
Tavolino.
They have great the gourmet kind of style pizza. They're the sweet potato pizza is my favorite.
Papagino's also.
That's not really. Papagino's, your traditional cheese, yes. Just wondering, because if you guys are doing pizza every single day, I was wondering every single Wednesday, every single week.
We got a good rotation. Yeah, we've got all the surrounding.
Well, we had an interesting discussion today at Pizza Wednesday, and I think it gives a little insight into the way Mike's mind works.
Well,
is that something we want to know?
It's disturbing, but it's worth discussing.
No, we were just saying how sometimes you approach people. There we go.
That's very accurate.
That may be giving me too much credit. When you approach people, I don't know what mood you're in. You could be completely PO'd at the world, and one of us could walk up and say hi. You could just snap at us. So we just said, I said, it'd be kind of great if there was some sort of flag that we knew what was going on in people's head or what emotion they were in at the moment. So it would go by color. So if you're in a good mood, it would be, would be a good mood color. But
maybe orange.
There you go, orange. Obviously, if you were fired up and not in a good mood, you'd be bright red, and people would just back off and just walk by. So that kind of stemmed into a...
Green with envy, that came up.
Sure.
So kind of like a human mood ring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim picked up on the mood ring because it, again, collects cards and a lot of strange jewelry. But...
And I was alive during the 70s.
Yes.
I used to have mood rings when I was little. I loved mood rings, yeah.
Did they work?
They always changed color, and they always changed to the same color, so I kind of thought it was a fraud ring. I'm like, this isn't real. I'm mad right now, and it's purple. Does it make sense? But, I liked mood rings, but that would be great because I'm sure you have a lot of experiences going up to people.
Oh, customers.
Yeah, how you doing? And someone bites your head off. That's good.
Right. Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
No. Keep working on that.
That's
maybe
my
Patriots
That's my gut.
Mood
That's
ring.
Not going
to
happen.
Put a Patriots logo on it.
Yeah,
it'll
but
sell.
There you go. Patriots mood rings coming to a store near you. Okay, we got another question here. email Jim Barkersfield, Alabama?
In Bakersfield.
Okay, it says Barkersfield.
Barkersfield.
But don't blame me. I know I'm from the South. But I clearly don't know Bakersfield, Alabama. And Jim doesn't know how to spell. No, just kidding. What are your plans for using Twitter? Is it worth following you on Twitter?
We do have a Twitter account. We have, I think, over 1,000 followers now. It's a Patriots Pro Shop. You can find us on Twitter. If you go to the front page of the Pro Shop's website, there's a link to our Twitter feed right there and sign up. And we do some giveaways on there, and we announce new products. And when products come back in stock that are popular items that have been out of stock. And we've just started really getting into it, so we'll do more with it as the season rolls on. But I believe we broke 1,000 followers a week or so ago. So now we have a lot more reasons to go out there and tweet.
Tweet. Are you the official tweeter?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Yeah, actually, we're going to try
to get... Unless there's a typo, and then it was Jeff.
No, Jeff finds the typo.
Yes, I will second that.
And then tells Jim after the fact.
All right, speaking of giveaways, I think we're ready for a question of the day. Right on time as Jason hands me the question. Is that your cue? All right. Okay. Shop Talk question of the day. First caller to 508-543-7482, and you will win the 50th season prize pack full of goodies. The question is, what is the difference between the actual game jerseys that are worn on the field and the jerseys that we sell in the pro shop?
I think I know.
Did we answer that?
Don't call Mike.
I don't remember answering that.
You're not eligible, Mike.
Okay, phone lines are open. First caller to 508-543-7482. Ready to win 50th season prize pack, so give us a call. The phone is ringing off the hook, I can tell.
Mike did answer the question.
Mike did answer that? Because I couldn't even tell you the answer right now. It's a busy day. Don't call.
Yeah.
Don't call and ask me. No, just kidding. All right, hang on. We got another. Tommy from Gunn, Idaho.
We ship there, too.
Okay, good, because I don't know where that is. What is the weirdest item a vendor has ever pitched to you?
Oh, my.
Oh, that's it.
We've
not only pitched, but Flanders probably bought it.
Yeah.
The Boo Bear.
I can't remember exactly what it was. I just remember it involved a dancing green frog.
Yep.
But I don't know what it was. I want to say it was like a business card holder that was made out of like a frog or something. And you
really?
Open it up and it was wild.
I had a woman approach me, God, this is a while back, with a horse saddle that she rigged with the Patriot logo on it and insisted that this was the item.
This is it.
Yeah. So I don't know. We've had people always come up with little trinket items and quirky little things that they just think are good. And they, you know, for those of you that don't know how it works, everything we sell is licensed through the NFL. Mm-hmm. You have to have a license through the NFL to put a team logo on it and sell it. And can't just
come up with crazy frog items, and put it out there. As much as you guys probably really think that would sell right next to the Boo Bear, but interesting. All right, well, aside from the crazy things you might be able to find in the pro shop, there's definitely plenty of really cool things going on this season. And you better grab your gear before the Patriots take on the Jets and head to the Meadowlands, because it's gonna be a good game. And wherever you are watching, you need to be wearing Patriots logos, because big rivalry this weekend. So
big one.
Got any callers, Jason? Callers, anybody?
Should
we take emails too? Send in your emails.
You know,
look for those too.
Selling a lot of too for away games like that, and even home games, is home gating gear. You know, like part home party stuff.
That's cool.
Platters. We carry a lot of stuff. A few years ago, I don't think we had as much of, like, serving platters and bowls and
grill covers,
barbecue sets,
the propane tank cover.
We even have darts, so you can play that at halftime.
Darts are cool.
Sure.
That's what you need for the opponent, really, though.
Yeah, like, you can put a Jet logo up on that dartboard for your Patriots darts at it.
That'd be a cool, like, if you had a dartboard and then all the opponents that you could just flop out the cover. I'm going to invent that and pitch it to you guys. How about that?
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do that. So you could throw darts at the opponent of the week.
She's getting feisty.
I am getting feisty.
You need that mood ring.
All that stuff's selling.
5 o'clock on a Wednesday.
People are starting to plan their parties, and especially when the weather gets bad, I think we start moving a lot more of that stuff.
I would imagine. Tailgating's awesome. I mean, you can't have enough logos in your tailgating setup, whether it's the propane tank or the gear. I've seen, like, gloves, warmers, when you're grilling out or cooking, hot plates kind of thing.
Right.
What else? And as a Gator fan, I know how tailgating goes. So
yeah.
It's It's pretty fun to see some people get into it just as much as we do down in Gainesville. Out at Patriots games, they get a little crazy. But, yeah, so you guys, no heated debates today on Wednesday, Pizza Wednesday? Everything going smoothly?
One thing I was going to add earlier in the show was we always talk about the who you can run into at the pro shop.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And this was kind of a neat one this weekend. Not only do we have all the, well, most of the 50th anniversary team, they had an event up in the hall, but they, like Jim said, they had all come down. A lot of them came into shop, and just having that presence in the store was neat. But we also had a couple of Celtics players just happened to be at the game. They were in the store, so fans that were in there got to, you know, run into them. We had a couple of the Red Sox pitchers. They had showed up in Mike O'Malley, who's the actor comedian that was in our catalog a few years ago. He's been on quite a few sitcoms and
movies,
radio and movies. Yep. So he was in there, and the fans picked up on him and were, you know, he kind of did a little back and forth with the crowds. It was neat. But it's, again, it's one of those just neat experiences you can that happen at the store.
Yeah, definitely. Always a party pregame in the pro shop. I was in there, and a lot of action going on. The line was rather long, so that's always a good sign for you guys. But
it moves fast, though.
It does move fast. Very fast. That's good to know. It's good to know because it was long. People were getting their gear ready to go. We have a winner, hopefully a winner, if she has the right answer, Joanna, on the phone from Boston.
Hi, Christina.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, good.
Where are you calling from? Are you at home listening?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm at home in Boston.
Great. Okay. Now, you have the answer to our question. What is the difference between the actual game jerseys that are worn on the field and the jerseys that are sold in the pro shop?
Those jerseys are tapered. They're smaller. They're not as trendy.
Not as trendy. Is that good? Are we good?
Yeah, I'll give her
the
a
judges.
Ding, ding
on
Let
me get the panels. Got thumbs up across the board. Joanna, you are correct, my dear.
Oh,
yay! we have. Let's see. I guess Jason will get your information, and we will get you all of your goodies from the 50th anniversary celebration. We got magnets. We got posters. Good stuff. Well, good. We're excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in and listening.
All right.
And get some of this cute girl, girly game day gear they brought in the studio. Go check it out online. It's pretty cool stuff. You'll like it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have fun.
I think she drinks coffee.
I'm drinking coffee. There's nothing wrong with that at 5. All right, we got one more question. Do you have any jars of dirt left from the old stadium?
Yes, we do.
Donna nice. Culp. That's a for real question.
That's a for real item.
Yes, Donna, we still have jars
Donna
of dirt.
Donna from Donna Culpepper, excuse me. That's her last name. Old stadium dirt still available. Come and
dirt.
Get your dirt.
Jars of dirt.
Still
Sounds
authentic.
Good.
Yeah, people love that stuff. Yeah.
I mean, what is it? Can you describe what it looks like? Because I'm dying
Basically
to know.
It's like a mason jar.
Okay.
Right? It's like a small sort of mason
glass
jar.
Clear jar.
And it's the actual dirt that was on the field over in Foxborough Stadium.
Packed in there, and it does have a logo on it, kind of cool
it's,
thing.
Yeah, it's got a label on the front. If you
Right,
get
they're
exactly
all individually numbered.
Individually numbered.
Yeah. They're neat.
We only sold so many.
Right.
But yeah,
that's unbelievable.
There's only so much dirt from the old stadium.
And there's only so many left.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
there's not many left, but we
And those were truly, we had people on the field before it got ripped to shreds digging like on the I think we were just right around the 50. It was like I remember those days.
So she needs to can she get that online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You could buy your jar of dirt online. Do you guys have any other 50th season items that we should get out there? Any hot items anything you could think of need to pick up for Sunday's game?
Well, we have the rally towel that just came out.
I like that. That's a good look.
It's not a 50th anniversary, but it does have both our current and old logo. It's
cool.
A 16 by 25.
Red.
Red towel
Bright
with seams
red.
Around the sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's under $10, too, which is a pretty good deal.
That is a good deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. It's a good look. I think that's pretty cool to have.
Jeff and I, when we were in the hall last week, or on Monday night, looking down, watching people shop, we were watching people walk by that and watch them check it out and look at the price and go, oh, that's a good deal. They'll grab it.
Yep.
It's a really good sized towel.
Yeah, I agree. Great gym towel. Bring it to the game.
Exactly. Multi-use.
Swing it in the air. We've seen that before.
Yep.
All right. Multi-use towel. Get your hot red. It's not a throwback. But
I called it the dual logo towel.
Dual logo towel. Okay. Check it out online. Dual logo towel. It's pretty cool. Big game coming up on Sunday. Patriots. against the Jets in the Meadowlands. We will be back next week with some more updates on the game on Patriots Today. If you want to check that out on the web, Patriots Today on Patriots.com. Every day we'll have a recap of the game, more previews of the Jets tomorrow, and then, of course, we'll be back right here on Shop Talk with all the latest, hottest items from the Patriots Pro Shop. We will see you then next Wednesday.